something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. The principle in this world is the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. And make no mistakes about it, there is no government that will ever help the poor. Hey, come on here. The poor are irredeemable. Because you're not poor until you are greedy. Poverty is not the absence of something. Poverty is an inability coupled with greed. That's what it is. There's some of you young guys who should be cutting your own hair. No. You'd go to this most expensive salon, barbing salon, sit down there for 1 or 2 hours and have another young guy just like you cutting your hair and you're paying for it. Why don't you go and cut your hair by yourself? It won't cost you much. No, keep paying. You now sit down there and stretch out your toes and your fingers for them to be manicuring and pedicuring. And then you come out of that place, haven't made that payment, then for another 2 weeks, then you're back. Why are you laboring? Why are you like this? Yes, because you feel it's something to tell people, I go to such and such a place, you know? That's where they touch your toes, all right? No one else can touch your toes or your fingers. It's only at that expensive place. That's where you eat. That's where you... Why are you like this? What you paid for meat pie, chicken supreme? And then you wonder, where is your money going? This is where it's going. This is where it's going. You see, the poor love to be big because they don't understand the life of the rich. So when they see all those things on the rich, they think that that's what riches is all about. So they want to have them. But it's an illusion. And then you have them and you haven't changed. Why are you looking for a house in an expensive area? Why? For everything that it has. Yes, that area is very this, it's very that. Yes, 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 yes. Okay? And you are renting it. You have only made the landlord rich. Why are you like this? Is my question. Why? Why are you like this? That's a question you should ask yourself. You're planning to be big. Planning for a super life. You are not headed for it, I'm telling you. Not the way you're going. The rich don't use their labors to buy things. Oh, dear, 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 dear. I wish you'd understand this. They don't. Those who do are not truly rich. See, I'm a rich man, so I'm telling you. Hello? Are you still there? I became rich when I discovered who I was. I found out who I was. Have you found out who you are? When you hear me say, I know who I am, I'm not joking. See, I know who I am. The word of God has been revealed to me. I know who I am. Do you know who you are? If you know, so why are you struggling to be? If you know, so why are you trying to buy a car to prove it? If you know, why are you trying to use that salon, that barbing salon or manicuring place or whatever? Why are you trying to use it to prove it? Why? Why do you have to buy that expensive thing to prove a point if you really know who you are? The Bible says, condescend to men of low estate. Condescend. Be wise. Condescend. Why should you earn money and use your earnings to purchase liabilities? How could you be so stupid? Rich people don't do it. Only the poor and middle class people do that. Tell somebody close to you, don't deceive yourself. Oh dear. You see, let me tell you something. When we first started the ministry in Lagos, I observed something. People were into this, where you meet matters. People are not going to come to church if the place is not superstructure. You know, you got to have a nice place for the people to come to. All right? They talked about the kind of people, the quality of people that will come to the church, depending on where the church was located and the kind of building that it was. Oh. I look back now. Where are all those people who told me that? Secondly, where are all those ministers who were pursuing the same thing? Many years have come and gone. Where are they? They were deceived. They were deceived. They were deceived. You see, the arm of flesh will fail you. Yet, it is important that you get something decent. Something decent. It may not be decent when you get it, but make it decent. You know what I mean? It's like some of you, the clothes you wear. They don't have to be expensive, but keep them clean. See, nobody's going to tell you what I'm telling you now. So I have to try to tell you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, when you build sufficient confidence in yourself as a person, you'll have confidence to want to make someone else to be like you. That's why such things are important. So you have to take the time to look at certain details. And then you're going to see God blessing you more and more, more and more, more and more. Follow the things that you have. Not only because, see, it's not that that is all that you have, but because you're supposed to treat it right. And if you ever want to give it to someone else, you want to pass something good to someone else. The Bible says that we should work that we might have to give. So whenever we receive a blessing, we also think, one day I'm going to have to pass this to someone else because God's going to bless me even more. So one day I'm going to, just remember it, one day you're going to have to pass that thing to someone else. One day. And you want to pass a good one to someone else. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night. You've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. I want to share a few things with you. And I would begin with a statement here that we talked about soul winning. When you win a soul to Christ, your job doesn't end there. There are different kinds of labors, different kinds of work, you understand? Different kinds of labors. Some people labor to emptiness. They work producing no lasting results. Some people labor and labor and labor without anything to show for their labor. It's not the will of God to have His children labor without resource. And the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can produce results, lasting results. And we read a scripture yesterday about Jesus. And we took off from there into something else, you know. You know, when you get to talking about Judas Iscariot, it's important that you kill that snake. And I went after it. That's what I did yesterday. Jesus said in his prayer to the Father, of all that you've given me, I lost none, except one, the son of perdition. And that was Judas. And we saw that Jesus lost Judas to greed. Greed is a terrible thing in the house of God. It's just that many people cannot define greed. So when you talk about greed, in their minds, they are thinking about somebody, a politician or somebody in the government. I'm telling you, they are not the problem. See, in our nation today, greed is head of the list. It's a major problem. It is not the greed of the politicians. For nobody was born a politician. It is not the greed of the government leaders. It is not the greed of the businessman. It is the greed of the ordinary, normal Nigerian. Not because he's a Nigerian. People generally are controlled by greed because of satanic influence in their lives. They're controlled by greed. Until you yield yourself completely to the Lord, greed will take over your life. Greed, the longing to possess, why do you want it? Have you seen people who fought over their inheritance? They said, my father gave us an inheritance, and somebody's trying to take it away from me. They go to war for that. They take the other fellow to court. And then they fight. Who are they? Brothers. Fighting each other. Because someone gave me this land and nobody's going to take it away from me. He's fighting his brother, fighting his cousin. Greed. You know what the Bible says? It says, why don't you let it go? The longing to possess. The feeling that someone else is cheating you. It's a terrible feeling. We create it. We create that feeling because we ourselves are not trustworthy. Every time you're suspicious of someone else, it's because you are not clean yourself. Your suspicion is a reflection of your own dirtiness. Greed. One of the greatest things that the Lord can do for you is to deliver you from greed. How can He do it? Through His Word. That's the only way. If you would listen to His Word and accept it, and does it for your life, you'll be free from greed. Greed produces resentment, anger against the person you feel is cheating you. Greed makes you hate and curse. People who are not greedy don't resent others. Doesn't matter what you're fighting for. You can say you're fighting for your rights. Makes no difference. How did Jesus fight for his rights? But you see, your evangelism is not complete until you retain the souls that you're winning. Jesus said, of all that you have given me, I've lost none except the son of perdition. Jesus retained those that the Father gave him. He won souls and kept them. Many, many Christians win souls and do not disciple them. The real ministry is discipling. Jesus said for us to preach the gospel. When you preach it, they receive it. What follows? Discipling. You must disciple them. You begin that process by taking the person into the sheepfold. Now, I'll explain. You remember, Jesus said, the shepherd has the key to the door of the sheepfold. He says, to him the porter opens. Because he's the true shepherd. So the porter opens the door to the sheepfold. What is the sheepfold? When the Bible talks about the sheepfold, what is a sheepfold? Now, a sheepfold is a place, a specific location that's fenced, usually a strong fence, to keep within it the sheep that are gathered in there. It protects them from the outside influences. It separates them from others. And then they are cultured by the shepherd.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, we believe you have been blessed by this message brought to you by Christ Embassy. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Christ Embassy, Chinoy, stand number 16053 Industrial Site behind Sinoya Primary School in Muzari, Chinoy. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us on 0772-843-739 or 0775-202-305 or email us on info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.